Chapter 18. 4 hours later, the work on Tunnel 5 came to a halt. Orc guards bellowed at their starving labourers, chivying them along with curses and kicks as they were lined up and led back to camp for the day. Mumbling and grunting, the labourers shuffled down the long tunnel, exhausted from hours of frustrating, impossible work. The guards were bored and none too hungry themselves, looking forward to returning to camp and filling their bellies with whatever was roasting on the spit that evening. None of them saw the ambush coming. The Crimson Fists knew the exact route the orcs would take back to the labourers' camp and chose their ambush point well. As the work party passed through the same large cave where the Space Marines had sealed off Tunnel 5 weeks before, Sergeant Dicor and his reduced squad attacked the group from two sides. Bundles of stick bombs were tossed from the side tunnels, filling the cave with a storm of razor-edged shrapnel. Then the Space Marines raked the stunned and wounded orcs with savage bursts of automatic fire. The staccato roar of gunshots echoed down the connecting tunnels, punctuated by orcish screams of rage. The sounds of battle travelled far, funnelled by the winding passageways to the primary orc camp. The mob was on its feet at once and racing towards the noise. Few had believed their new boss's suspicions of hard shells hiding inside the tunnels. But now, there was no doubt. It was time to spring the trap. The camp emptied out in less than a minute. Cantor and the stern guard waited another minute more, then crept into the cavern from a side tunnel and went to work.